Hall & Oates, Kiss on My List, on the mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD.
Here when you need us. I'm Tom Hoots.
I'm Caleb Jordan.
And we're here with Jennifer Vigil, Destination PC, and we're talking about things yet to come. It's sort of like Christmas yet to come. Well, Christmas isn't here yet, so being Dickens-ish, these are Christmas yet to come. What else is, give us a wrap up, starting with this afternoon and where we're going, because I love the Mardi Gras Valentine's Day. I think that's neat.
Well, it floats because of Easter. So It's a floating holiday. So it's kind of nice that it fell on Valentine's Day for 2020. Mm-hmm. Well, the Crew of St. Andrews Mardi Gras is on Valentine's Day. The Pier Park one, I think, is the week after. Mm-hmm. But coming up, we have all kinds of New Year's Eve parties all over the place, from No Name to Salty Hobo to Little Village to Funky Mermaid. The biggest thing that we have regionally is the beach ball drop over at Panama City Beach. And then we start off the new year. Mardi Gras is early this year, February 14th and 15th in St. Andrews. So lots of things to look forward to.
Early Easter this year. Yeah, the beach ball drop, if you've never done it, is quite the spectacle. It really is. And it starts in the afternoon and goes on till it clears out around 1 o'clock. Most years that I've been there, it's cleared out around 1 o'clock. So it is a big spectacle. There's lots to see, lots to do. There'll be national acts on stage performing, all of that good fun stuff. Two fireworks displays, if they do what they normally do, which is one for the kids and one for the grown-ups.
Right.
So that's fun. I can't New Year's Eve at Little Village sounds intriguing.
They do early, you know, because it's not a stay open late kind of place. So I think they have their New Year's Eve around 8 or 9 o'clock.
Ah, New Year's Eve that I can stay up for. That's good. I like that. That'll be fun.
We may have found your place.
We may have found our place. Yes. So.
It's got to be midnight somewhere.
It's got to be midnight somewhere. Yeah, it's a. Did you give that one to Jimmy Buffett? He make it up on his own. Sorry.
Well,
I'm not allowed to do Jimmy Buffett references on the radio, am I?
Speaking of Jimmy Buffett, let's take it back in time.
Okay.
Wait, that's a Huey Lewis. Anyways, we have a This Day in History we got to get to.
We do have a This Day in History, and it's an interesting day in history, and probably more significant than a lot of people think. On this day, in 1773, I was not there, don't ask.
No, it was 74 that you were born.
Yeah, I was born in 1774. The Boston Tea Party took place, which was a fellow who's got a beer company named after him. Sam Adams got 60 of his closest friends to dress up as Mohawk Native Americans and board three British ships, the Dartmouth, Eleanor, and the Beaver, and dumped their cargo of tea into the harbor. They were doing this because the British were trying to keep the East India Tea Company alive. And so they were making it, they lowered the tax on that tea and raised the tax on every other tea. So it was giving this one company a tremendous economic advantage over everybody else. Well, one of the things that happened was it really, really ticked off the British, having $18,000 worth of tea dumped into the harbor, because you can't use it after you've dipped it in salt water. It's, well, everybody around here is used to dipping stuff in salt water because we have hurricanes. So they enacted what was called the Coercive Acts, or the Intolerable Acts, in 1774, and that closed the Boston to merchant shipping, which really hurt. Established formal British military rule in Massachusetts. That wasn't very polite. And made British officials immune to criminal prosecution in America. And it required colonists to quarter British troops in their houses. Well, that was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back, because it our relationship with the mother country was going downhill on a roller coaster at that point. So it was very, very significant, and it made a big name for Sam Adams, and he brought us some good beer long after he was dead.
Yes.
So there you have this day in history.
Riveting. Except we missed out on the Stamp Act and the Townsend Act.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was a lot of that. I know there was a lot of that going on. I was trying to narrow it down to the direct cause and effect of the Boston Tea Party.
Guess how many years it took for them to call it the Boston Tea Party? Because it obviously wasn't called that on the day that it happened.
I don't think so, no.
Guess how many?
I don't know.
It's like 50.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I just looked it up.
I wonder what it was called beforehand.
It wasn't.
It probably was called, called oh boy, we've started something now, is what they called it.
Well, speaking of starting something, we got to take a quick break.
Okay.
And then it's time to get to the vitamin B.
It is
the
that.
Beatles play of the 9 o'clock hour, all here on The Mix.